David, your thoughts on tonight's win here in Loughgall?
Delighted. I thought our attitude was spot on. And again, some people might look at the result and whatever and thinking it was closer than what it was. It was. And credit to Loughgall. They made us absolutely dig in, work hard. I couldn't fault any of the players tonight. It was a tough place to come and play. Loughgall were fighting for their lives, and rightly so. So pleased to go through, pleased to get a result. Probably one of the disappointing things tonight was maybe one or two of the lads, and unfortunately it seemed as if every niggle or injury that we picked up tonight seemed to be a shoulder injury. I think Mulgrew went down, obviously Cammy had to come off with him. I think one or two, maybe Kirk or Navid maybe went down with a shoulder injury, so hopefully they're all okay. We'll recover, recoup, go again on Thursday night to get ready for a big game now against Larne on Saturday.
And the third goal tonight, the 100th goal of the season, not a bad return overall?
It's not a bad return for a coach that gets called maybe negative at times, but it is what it is. You know, these players have given everything. We want to score goals. We pick a formation and pick players to go and win games. You know, 100 goals in any season, 100 goals in this season, considering everything that's been thrown in front of us, with guidelines, protocols, the amount of games that we played, the level of games that we played. So great credit must go to the players, that's for sure.
And the third goal and the second and the first was scored by Shane Lavery. Great hat-trick, clinical, all three goals, weren't they?
Great goals, great finishes. I thought his first goal was outstanding tonight. I think Jordan picked up the second ball, played it through, and Shane smashed it into the bottom corner. I thought it was a fantastic goal. Second goal was a little bit of awareness. I think it was a sloppy pass from them. Shane was onto it and finished. And again, you always hope there was other little balls and whatever else. You start getting a wee bit edgy at times because, again, you're aware that there's no extra time in these games, and you know, any mistake or any little decision that goes against you, it goes to two each. But you know, thankfully Shane scored a brilliant third goal. He used the defender well, used him as a shield, and passed it around the goalkeeper.
And the semi-final comes thick and fast, and it's Ballymena United. Whoever it was going to be a tough draw, wasn't it?
Yeah, you did. You know, everybody's earned a right to be there. It wouldn't matter if it had been any of the other side. But again, we're in the hat, we're in the draw, we're there in the semi-final. So again, the players should take, you know, immense credit. I've said to them in there now, can we go make it an incredible week for them? Because they've earned the right. They give me everything. They continue to give me everything. They wear the jersey with pride. And again, you know, as tough as it was here tonight, we toughed it out at times because Loughall were young, fresh, hungry. It's only their third game, and people might say, well, they've not really had that much time to sort of build up momentum. Sometimes it works the other way. When you're young and fresh, you know, we're basically 40-odd games into our season, where they're basically starting the season, so they're fresh, they're hungry, and we had the match that tonight, and I think we did that.
Cup is a major priority, but it's an even bigger priority is Windsor Park Saturday, Larne, win a draw or a win would bring about title number 55.
Yeah, we look forward to it. Again, you know, we're being given the opportunity now on Saturday, the way the fixtures have fallen, to go and win it at home. Our home record's been strong this year. It's been good. Larne have caused us numerous problems over the last year and a half or whatever else, so we know they're a good side. But we look forward to it. It's our home pitch, our home turf. We have an opportunity to go and be successful, so the players will be ready, that's for sure.
And all that we'll be missing would be the supporters to see what would hopefully be a positive result.
Yeah, I think there was about 15-20 knocking about around fences and ladders and stuff tonight, which again is great. You know, even when you're coming off at the end, normally you walk off and you're shaking hands and whatever else, and there's 15-20 players or 15-20 supporters sort of shouting and applauding at the players. So I say it's been an unfortunate one. It's been an indifferent year, a turbulent year, an uncertain year, and whatever else. But you know, we certainly do welcome the opportunity when the supporters are welcome back into Windsor Park.
Goes without saying, David, all the very best for a huge game on Saturday at Windsor Park, when hopefully our main target for the season can be achieved.
Look forward to it, Andy.
Cheers.
All right.